This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Britain's defense ministry said Monday Russia's loss of experienced air crew members over the course of its invasion of Ukraine is contributing to Russia's lack of air superiority and is likely exacerbated by poor training and heightened risks of conducting close air support in dense air defense zones. In a report posted to its Twitter account Monday, Britain's defense ministry said Russia's air capacity is unlikely to improve in the next few months. They said Russia's aircraft losses are likely significantly outstrip their capacity to manufacture new aircraft. The time required for training of competent pilots further reduces Russia's ability to regenerate combat air capabilities. Meanwhile, Ukraine's Kyiv region is still struggling 6 months after Russian forces retreated from the area. Associated Press correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
More than half a year after Russian forces turned away from the towns around the Ukrainian capital, residents of the region are still struggling to rebuild their lives. An estimated 1 million people have returned to the Kyiv region, but many no longer have jobs and cannot afford to fix their houses, saying they need more assistance. Ukraine's government is finding it hard to carry out even the most urgent repairs to civilian homes. According to a recent report, nearly $350 billion is needed for reconstruction across the war-ravaged country, and that amount is expected to grow. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky is calling on Western allies to put more pressure on Iran regarding its support for Russia's war in Ukraine. In a telephone call Sunday with European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, Zelensky said without the armed Iranian drones Russia is using, Ukraine would already be closer to peace. Zelensky said in the call he also discussed ensuring financial support for Ukraine in the months ahead. This is VOA News. North Korea's military said Monday its recent barrage of missile tests were practices to mercilessly strike key South Korean and U.S. targets such as air bases and operation command systems with a variety of missiles that likely include nuclear-capable weapons. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The North's announcement underscored leader Kim Jong-un's determination not to back down in the face of his rivals' push to expand their military exercises. But some experts say Kim also used their drills as an excuse to modernize his nuclear arsenal and increase his leverage in future dealings with Washington and Seoul. North Korea fired dozens of missiles and flew warplanes toward the sea last week, triggering evacuation alerts in some South Korean and Japanese areas and protests of massive U.S.-South Korean Air Force drills that the North views as an invasion rehearsal. U.S. and South Korean officials responded they would further enhance their joint training events and warned the North that the use of nuclear weapons would result in the end of Kim's regime. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
World leaders meeting this week for climate talks in Egypt are under pressure to deepen cuts in emissions in financially backed developing countries already devastated by the effects of rising temperatures. The UN's COP27 climate summit in the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh comes as nations worldwide are facing increasingly intense natural disasters that have taken thousands of lives this year alone and cost billions of dollars. In the opening ceremony Sunday, COP27 officials urged governments to keep up efforts to combat climate change, despite the economic crisis linked to Russia's war in Ukraine, an energy crunch, soaring inflation, and persistent COVID-19 pandemic issues. UN's climate change chief Simon Steele told reporters Sunday the fear is other priorities will take precedence. The climate conference organizers say the world must slash greenhouse emissions 50% by 2030 to cap global warming of 1.5 degrees Celsius above late 19th century levels. Apple Incorporated is warning customers they'll have to wait longer to get its latest iPhone models after antivirus restrictions were imposed on a contractor's factory in central China. The company gave no details but said the factory operated by Foxconn in the central city of Zhengzhou is operating at significantly reduced capacity. Apple said it expects lower shipments of iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max models than it previously anticipated. It said customers will experience longer wait times. Foxconn Technology Group said earlier it had imposed antivirus measures on the factory at Zhengzhou following virus outbreaks. Foxconn said Monday it will revise down its outlook for the fourth quarter of this year and is working on resuming full capacity. Reporting from remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This